Alyssa Olideff, Scott Beagle, Martin Duquet Aguiano, Nicholas Stewart.
A grim-faced governor took the podium in Tallahassee Friday morning, beginning the 17-minute address by reading the names of the 17 people killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
Alana Petty, Meadow Pollock, Alina Ramsey, Alexander Shader, Carmen Schutrup, Peter Wang. Unfortunately, none of the plans I'm announcing today will bring any of them back, but it's important to remember them. The 17 lives that were cut short and all the hopes and dreams that were ruined have changed our state forever. Florida will never be the same.
One of the goals, says Scott, is to make virtually impossible for a dangerous person to get a gun. To that end, he plans to work with the legislature in the remaining 2 weeks of the regular session. The governor's plan is divided into three sections. First, the state's gun laws, including creation of the violent threat restraining order.
This will allow a court to prohibit a violent or mentally ill person from purchasing or possessing a firearm or any other weapon when either a family member, community welfare expert, or law enforcement officer files a sworn request and presents evidence to the court of a threat of violence involving firearms or other weapons.
There would be speedy due process, says Scott, and any false statements could face prosecution. In addition, anyone involuntarily committed for mental health treatment would be required to surrender their firearms for a minimum of 60 days.
We will require all individuals purchasing firearms to be 21 or older. There will be exceptions for active duty and reserve military and spouses, National Guard members, and law enforcement.
Gun purchases would be banned for those under protective orders for stalking, cyber stalking, and domestic violence. Also, there would be a minimum 60-day period before individuals could ask a court to restore access to firearms. Another proposal would enhance criminal penalties for threats to schools and provide $450 million to keep students safe, including mandatory law enforcement officers in every public school.
These law enforcement officers must either be sworn sheriff's deputies or police officers and be present during all hours students are on campus. Now, I am proposing at least one law enforcement officer for every 1,000 students.
Scott wants this provision in place for the 2018-19 school year. Meanwhile, state legislative leaders, all Republicans, are weighing in with their take on curbing school violence.
Our job is to lead. Government has failed on multiple levels, and our hope is that we will put together jointly with the Senate a proposal that will ensure that we don't fail our school students again.
House Speaker Richard Corcoran. The legislature's plan pretty much echoes that of Governor Scott's, with provisions for beefing up gun safety and mental health issues. Provisions floated by incoming Senate President Bill Galvano deal with students considered to be a danger to themselves and to others.
Requiring each school district to designate a school safety specialist and each school to establish a threat assessment team to provide a coordinated approach to evaluating and responding to students who pose a threat.
Also on the wish list, information sharing and coordinating, along with other system improvements.
For personnel in schools, law enforcement, and service agencies to communicate and work together when serving the same at-risk youth, so there will not be a hiatus in services being provided and instead coordination.
The lawmakers' plan also would set up a statewide commission charged with investigating failures leading to the Parkland shooting and prior such incidents, and also making some recommendations.
To determine the extent to which failures in communication, coordination, and other failures contributed to an inability to prevent the deaths and injuries. Recommend changes to procedures or policies necessary to enhance communications among schools, law enforcement, and social service agencies as well.
The GOP leaders say they'll not seek to ban assault rifles, such as the AR-15 used in the Parkland attack. Democratic State Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith is disappointed, but not surprised.
We need to be banning assault weapons. We need universal background checks. We need to make sure that we are addressing the root cause of the public health crisis that is gun violence in this state and in this country, and it is the guns. The guns are the problem.
One question to be answered is whether there's enough time for the proposals to go through the legislative hopper. The regular session ends on March 9th, and at this point, there's been zero talk about a possible special session. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.